Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Joel Swanson, President of Rizdahl Public Relations. Joel, what's new that's leading public relations to become a new growth engine?
We work with organizations from Main Street to Wall Street, and there's a growing trend. Consumers and business customers are increasingly difficult to sell to. There's a number of reasons for that, ranging from information overload to shorter attention spans. The net result is that people have become extremely sophisticated at ignoring marketing messages and sales pitches.
Wow. So what can businesses do to make sure they're generating interest?
Typically, communications and marketing efforts fail for one of three reasons. One, the audience never saw it. Two, the message wasn't compelling. Or three, there isn't a strong call to action. Let's just deal with the first reason. In today's information economy, audiences tend to seek referrals and validation in sources already credible to them. At the same time, advertisements are often ignored in favor of content that educates, inspires, informs, or entertains them. Relevancy is the key.
So where's the opportunity for our listeners?
We see a lot of mid-sized and startup companies that have plateaued and exhausted the growth possible with their founders' initial relationships and their belly-to-belly selling efforts. The lowest hanging fruit is typically direct response marketing, generating a lot of initial volume of leads by focusing on short-term triggers. Eventually, the strategies at the bottom of the sales funnel become saturated, and companies that want to grow need to tackle the middle and top of the sales funnel as well, reaching a broader universe of new customers, but with longer conversion times.
And how does public relations help make the jump to greater lead volumes and effectiveness of marketing efforts?
Public relations efforts generate longer-term opportunities by placing meaningful content in channels important to your decision makers. For example, a bylined article in a trade journal. Just as consumers and business decision makers select the influencers and create communities of their own, it opens opportunities to profile them and more effectively target that audience than ever before.
Thank you, Joel. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on Up and Atom with Andrew Lee for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.